Hi, this is Dan Vitale from Essex, England, and you're listening to That Sports Gamer Show. Tally-ho!
Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 7. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, and with me, as almost always, is my co-host, Scott Binns. Hey, Scott.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
All right.
I'm so happy to be here. As always, That Sports Gamer Show brings you the latest and greatest in what's going on in sports video games. So today, we're going to kick it off with some NBA Jam talk, as our favorite game.
Yeah, pretty much, like, this came out, like, the day after we recorded last time, right?
Yeah.
Two.
We heard from Kotaku that they spoke to EA Sports spokeswoman and found out that they will be doing roster updates for NBA Jam on Fire Edition this season.
Well, that is good to hear, that they're just not going to leave us out in the dark on that.
Yeah, I just wish it would have come a little earlier, but they still don't have a date yet for when it'll come out.
Well, I think I mentioned this last time. I think that NBA Jam roster updates probably will take longer than a real game roster update, because it's not just templates. They might actually have to create stuff.
Yeah, I hope not. Well, I think most of the players are already in the game, and it's more just changing teams, hopefully.
Right. But. And I can assume they're going to add players.
Well, I would assume so, because that's what you would do with a roster update.
Yeah, otherwise I think some teams would just be devastated.
Yeah. And since the strike-shortened season, the trade deadline has been pushed back to March 15th. Now, my question to you, Scott, is do you think the roster update will come out before March 15th?
No, I think they'll wait till after.
We can't get our post-tip-off roster update?
Probably not, no.
I just want to play with the Clippers. I just want Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. Like I said last week, I think it could be the new Supersonics.
Oh, here's a question. Will they update the political teams?
I highly doubt it. They do have a NBA Street team that I'm trying to get. I got to save up some more Jam bucks for that.
Yeah.
Actually, let me jeté off the show notes. You know FIFA Street's coming out in March, right?
I did not know it was coming out in March, but I knew it was coming out.
Well, it is.
Isn't that like the next game we'll actually get to try on the EA season ticket?
Yeah, it is, actually. But, so, this whole time, I was kind of thinking this is going to be, you know, maybe another game like NBA Jam or Blitz where it's going to be like $20 to download or something, or maybe a $40 box copy. I looked today, it's $60.
Now, I kind of assumed this when they announced that it was going to be part of the season ticket, because NBA Jam wasn't on the season ticket, Blitz wasn't on the season ticket, so the fact that FIFA Street was, I kind of figured, oh, this is going to be a full game.
I think $60 is kind of much for what's going to be in this game.
And I haven't really followed the feature set of this. I'm mildly interested.
I was very interested until $60.
Until $60.
Yeah, I thought it would be similar to Blitz and NBA Jam kind of pricing. But
honestly, the reason I think that I find Blitz and Jam so enjoyable is because they were $15.
Yeah.
It's a very enjoyable way to spend $15.
I think it's going to be very hard for them to get the same amount of traction with FIFA Street at $60. Because why would you just not get FIFA?
Yeah.
So, Scott, a couple of weeks ago, the Grand Slam Tennis 2 demo came out. Did you happen to have a chance to play that yet?
Have I had a chance to play it? Yes. Have I played it? No.
Interesting. Well, let me give you a little quick rundown. All you get to play is, well, there's two sections. There's like a little practice mode, so you can get used to the new swing mechanic, which is called Total Racket Control.
So basically, it took them this long to use the right stick for something in a tennis game.
Yeah, which is weird, because they've been doing right stick in every game since, like, 2001.
Yeah.
But, so you get the little practice mode where the machine shoots balls at you.
Right.
Or you can play Rafael Nadal versus, I cannot say this guy's name, Novak Djokovic.
Sure.
At Wimbledon. And,
okay.
I
recognize three of those names, or three of those names, two of those
three
names.
Three of those two guys' names?
Yeah, well, Wimbledon.
Oh, they're all names. They're all capitals.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the game looks really good this year. Like, you can even see, like, the dust coming off when the guys, like, change directions.
All right. I have not played a tennis game since Mario Tennis.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it is a good game.
So I think the last one I was into was, like, Virtua Tennis World Tour.
Yeah, I've never gotten into a real tennis game.
I think you should, because it's actually really fun. But
all right, I'll have to check out the demo. This is one that should be on the EA season ticket, too, I think.
I wish it was, but it is not.
Lame.
But actually, the right stick really works good in the way they've done it. And if you actually go to thatsportsgamer.com, you can see a video with one of the developers about how the new control scheme works.
So do you like have to you pull back to wind up and forward to swing?
Yeah, depending on what kind of shot you want to do.
Right.
You can pull back and let go, and that'll be like a flat shot. Or you can hit forward, and it'll be topspin. Or you can go back and then come forward, and it'll be like backspin or all those things, but maybe not in that order.
Okay.
But it's a lot better than in Virtua Tennis now. It's got like a power meter that you have to fill up when you hit.
Okay.
But in Virtua Tennis, once you start your swing, you can't move your guy anymore. But now that in Grand Slam, since you have the right stick is completely independent, you can still be moving while you're loading up your swing.
Okay, that's good. It seems like, even in Mario Tennis, that seemed to be a problem. Like, yeah, there was the cancel swing buttons in case you hit it too soon or something.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I guess we'll have to give that a shot.
It's actually pretty fun, and thinking about picking it up. Actually, budget priced at
$50. Ooh, $50. Yeah. It's 2003 again.
But only, so far, it's only been announced for the Xbox and PS3. Which I'm kind of hoping it comes out for Vita, because that's where I loved Virtua Tennis on my PSP.
You liked your tennis on the go?
Yeah, it's good. You can pick up, play a couple matches. Don't have to boot up the whole TV, whole system and stuff.
All right, that's good. Although I'm guessing if it'll come out on Vita, it's not going to be till later.
Yeah, the game launches on the 14th, aka Valentine's Day, and the week after is when the Vita comes out.
Okay. But I still would think that if it was coming out right away, you would know about it by now.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of games that come out on Valentine's Day, the UFC 3 demo came out this week. I did play that.
Ooh, I did not. Tell me all about it, Scott.
Well, the first thing that disappointed me is that you only get to play one round in the demo.
It's interesting, because a match is more than one round, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't win, it
draws? Well, then it treats it like three rounds.
Oh, okay.
Like, if it goes to the judges' scorecard, you know, it gives the same score for all three rounds. But you can play either UFC or Pride rules. But I didn't I played one round game of each, and I didn't see any difference other than you're up against the ropes and there's different commentators. But that being aside, the game plays really well. They didn't really change the controls a whole lot, but a lot of the transitions are smoother. And not always the same. Like if you get off your back, it's not always the exact same animation to get off your back.
That's good, because that got really repetitive in some of those other MMA games.
If you've got the hooks in and someone's back, sometimes you'll just roll out. Sometimes you'll throw them forward and get up. And I've even seen one where you throw them forward or you roll around, you sort of get back to your feet, but right back into a takedown for you. So a lot of different things going on.
So is UFC going to be a pickup for you?
I don't think right away. I don't. I'm not.
Price drop. Wait for the price drop.
Right. Wait for a price drop. Maybe. The thing being is that, and I just deleted UFC 2 off my hard drive today because I bought that download style. Hmm. And the thing being that I love playing these games online, so I don't want to wait too long and have online be dead.
Right.
But I don't know if I want to pick it up new. And if I do pick it up new, I want to pre-order because then I can get, like, bonus fighters and stuff like that.
I was thinking about it, but I never really got into the MMA thing. But it's also like I never really got into soccer until FIFA, so
maybe
that gateway drug.
I'm almost sad that I don't work this weekend because that gives me no reason to watch the UFC fights on Fox. I also got into – I don't know if I can actually – well, I don't know what they're going to do to me. But I did get into the alpha for the online alpha for the PS3 version of the game.
Oh, nice.
there's not much to talk about there. It's very limited because they're just trying to test the servers. So you have to create a guy, and they like gave you very limited options.
So tune in next week for Scott's full review of the UFC.
Yeah, well, alpha. I think the alpha stuff ends tomorrow. I think the worst they can do is cut me off. And even then, well, and the demo's out now too. So there's nothing stopping me from talking about the demo. So I don't see why I can't talk about the online experience, which I have to admit is been running very well.
That's good.
So that's my theory. The demo's out. I can talk.
Sounds good to me.
I think the only thing they can really threaten me to do is cut me off of the alpha, which ends tomorrow anyway.
You probably signed something and you don't even know.
Probably.
But now you said you were going to wait for the price drop.
Maybe.
What if I told you there was a way to win $1 million?
Well, let's see.
Would you
I
wait
don't...
for the price drop?
If there was a way to win $1 million, are you playing UFC?
No, actually, playing MLB 2K12.
See, I knew that's where you're going with this, because what game has been giving away $1 million every year for the last 3 years?
Yeah,
because the game isn't worth anything else.
Whoa.
That game being such crap is the reason that I bought a PS3, and the only game I've ever bought for it is the show.
I'm not going to lie, that's a good reason.
And that eats me up inside. And I'm surprised I still have a girlfriend. Well, I'm not even kidding about that.
Well, as you mentioned, for the last 3 years, they've been doing where the first person to videotape themselves throwing a perfect game with actually a lot of very minute details, like
you can't pause the game.
You can't stop breathing.
Yeah, I was going to say you had to hold your breath.
But this year they changed it, where in the past it was the first person to throw a perfect game. This year there's going to be the 8 highest scoring people in perfect game challenge mode.
So like throwing a perfect game and scoring the most runs? Or well, is there going to be some sort of like arcade style score on this now?
Yeah, there's going to be a leaderboard based on difficulty. Like, if you use Barry Zito, you'll get more points than if you use like Justin Verlander.
Okay.
And if you no hit the Yankees, you'll get more points than if you like no hit the Astros. So then they're going to take of all the people that throw no hitters in the perfect game challenge mode, which they created now, so you don't have to videotape it anymore.
Okay.
So now they'll actually know rather than you having to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take the top 8 scores of people that do it between April 3rd and April 30th, fly them out to New York City, and they're going to have a single elimination tournament to see who gets the $1 million.
All right. I like that way of doing it, because I think the last 2 years they've done this, it's been won on the very first day.
Yep.
Yeah, never mind the fact they keep advertising it for however long they decide to advertise it for after that.
Yep.
And then even, I think the best part is last year, the guy who won it knew nothing about baseball until he decided to study up for the competition.
Yeah, and I think he was one of the first people to find out that there was like a glitch where they couldn't hit up and in fastballs or something like that.
So he just threw that.
Yeah, I think his strikeout pitch might have been that almost all the time.
Don't blame him.
So there's no chance that you're getting MLB 2K.
No chance in hell. I have sworn off that game because I have to feel good about having bought a PS3.
And it's so upsetting because in like 2K6, 2K7.
Oh, I know.
I think 2K8 were really good.
2K8. All right, 2K8 was the first.
The first the downhill.
Well, no, I was going to say it was the first one I played on the Xbox. And that one I didn't think was too bad. My biggest gripe that I can remember with it was a little choppy, not terrible, but you know, it had some frame rate issues at times. And the other problem is that at the time I didn't have an HDTV, and all the text was very not standard def friendly.
Really small.
Yeah, like so. Is my picture 80% fatigued or 60% fatigued?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
And that's a problem.
Right. But then 2K9 was a god-awful glitch fest. 2K10 at least was a step back in the right direction, but then there's just always little problems. 2K11 was the same way, and
I really wonder what the trade-in value is going to do for this game. Like, sports games usually drop pretty quick anyway, but I wonder if after April 30th and you can't win $1 million anymore, I wonder how many games are going to get traded back in.
Yeah.
If the price is just going to drop.
Yeah, I could see that happening. It'd be something to keep an eye on.
And I feel bad for 2K because once they lose their third-party exclusivity this year, they already said they're not going to re-up to get it exclusive. So, and EA Sports is probably going to come back in the mix.
And I like the sound of that. Yeah, and I do like the sound of EA getting back into baseball. Because the MVP games were the first baseball games I really enjoyed.
Yeah, they were some of the best.
Well, I shouldn't say that, because I like really enjoyed Ken Griffey Jr. on Super Nintendo. But
you mean the simulation.
First, yeah, the first modern baseball game that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, but with... Once EA comes back, most likely 2K is going to bow out of the baseball ring.
Or probably.
Most likely they're going to bow out of the baseball field. And while NBA 2K12 has been really good, it hasn't been selling as well as the previous years.
Yeah.
They already don't do a hockey game. They've already killed off their college hoops game.
Well, now maybe that'd be the thing they should do. Maybe they should stop baseball and go back to college hoops. Because 2K knows basketball.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a bad idea, but I don't know if they're get enough money in from
the
basketball game to make it worth it.
Yeah, it could be the end of the 2K games, or the 2K baseball anyway.
Yeah.
Thank God NBA is so damn good.
I wonder how well a college basketball game would do if they literally just took NBA 2K12 and put college players and teams on it.
I think there's like a mod community that does that for the computer.
That's interesting. Something we'll have to check out.
Yeah. I remember reading about it one time last year, maybe.
Yeah, if they did that, you probably wouldn't have to put as much work into it.
No.
Just the jerseys and the players.
And the rule changes.
But me and Scott don't run any sort of a video game development company, so it could actually be a ton of difficulty. We just don't know about it.
Yeah. Still, College Hoops 2K8, very good game.
Yeah, and they're still doing roster updates, right?
Not
roster updates. The online servers are still up.
Yeah, the servers are still up, and there's a I'm sure there's a community. I haven't looked at this in a while. But I'm sure there's a community that does roster updates through the file sharing that the game has.
Yeah, I know on the PC they did. I don't know about if they had it for on the consoles.
They did.
So, yeah.
Last I knew, it was still up and running. So last year, it was still up and running. I think, though, because of the way Xbox and the way their servers work, I don't think they'll go anywhere unless Xbox Live dies.
Because
I think it's all through Xbox Live. I don't know if 2K really has anything to do with it.
Yeah, that might be it. But I know that 2K keeps whatever the last game of a series is, keeps their online servers running.
Yeah, I think the NFL 2K5 servers were up forever.
I never played that and always thought about it.
You won't think it's a good game now, but back then, it was awesome. Yeah. Especially for $20.
All right, Scott, so let me ask you a question.
All right.
What do these names all have in common? Are you ready?
Sure.
Ben Crane, Ross Fisher, Dustin Johnson, and Graham McDowell.
I don't know who they are.
They all sound like guys that should be working in an office. But the real answer is they are the new golfers in Tiger Woods 13.
They put new golfers in that game every year?
They put four in this year.
Okay, I'm
surprised.
Cool.
But as I said, Tiger Woods, I had to think, because Tiger Woods' naming convention is terrible.
Yeah.
Game comes out in March, and they're naming it Tiger 13.
And we mentioned last time, where we talked about how baseball was the one that made sense. mm-hmm. in its numbering system because it's the one sport that the entire season takes place in a year. But you made me realize, no, wait, the PGA season also only takes place in one calendar year.
Yep.
I think that's sort of a holdover from when Tiger was released later in the year.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be.
Because it was only in the past year or so that they pushed it up to spring.
And I highly doubt they're going to double number a year or change the name for 1 year.
Yeah, well, maybe if they ever drop Tiger Woods and they can get it renumbered too. Just start a new series, even if it's basically the same game, and just don't number it for a year.
No, it would be a good time when they switch consoles.
When
they upgrade. Because I remember all the PSP games, the first ones out, didn't have a year named on them.
Okay. Yeah, it's... You don't even have to tell me anything about the new Tiger Woods. It's going to be very hard to convince me to buy a new Tiger Woods game. Golf is like the worst sport for a yearly iteration, I think.
Oh, I highly agree. And it's funny because every couple of years I say, this is going to be the Tiger Woods I'm going to buy all the DLC, and then not think about Tiger Woods again for a handful of years.
Now, I honestly think the Masters was the one to get. Because does Tiger 13 have the Masters?
I believe so. Yes, on this cover there's a little tiny green thing that says includes the Masters.
Okay, so they didn't. That was my fears, that the Masters was going to go away, kind of like the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I think they kept the idea of the Ryder Cup, but they don't call it the Ryder Cup anymore.
Right.
So that was my fear. So that's good that they kept the Masters. Still, it's like, can you offer besides more courses?
Right, and again, this year they're also doing the regular edition and the collector's edition.
Okay.
Which just has more courses that are going to be on DLC anyway.
Yeah.
And then...
So do you want to spend more money now or more money later?
Yeah. And the new courses this year are the Ocean Course at Kauai Island, which will be the host of the PGA Tour Championship for 2012, Crooked Stick Golf Course, Valhalla, Royal Birkdale, and Royal County Down, which kind of sounds like a party place.
I do like the Crooked Stick just because that's my favorite name out of these. And Valhalla, they're doing it on that Halo 3 map?
I believe so.
Awesome. That was one of my favorite Halo 3 maps.
And I think the collector's edition is only $10 more.
Really?
$70.
And what all do you get extra with the collector's edition?
20 courses.
Holy. I'm going to censor myself there. That sounds about like all the courses they'll release as DLC throughout.
Oh, no, they are. They all, pretty much all of those say DLC next to them as well.
Oh, okay.
But... as with any worthwhile game,
is that all you get? Is those extra courses?
I believe so.
Okay.
Could be wrong. We'll check back in later.
Well, knowing the extreme premium they charge on Tiger Woods courses, that's probably the best way to go.
Yeah. And then the only question is, where do you pre-order from? Because
I hate this game.
Yeah. Because if you go with GameStop on Xbox, you can get Wolf Creek Golf Club. Or if you go PS3, you can get the TPC Blue Monster at Doral. Or you can go Amazon, which I think might be the way to go. And you can get Jeremy Roenick, Marshall Faulk, Dwight Howard, and Sugar Ray Leonard as exclusive golfers.
You can get non-golfers as golfers.
Yeah.
Does Amazon, do they have a $20 credit or anything like that along with that? Because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, you get the $10 pre-order bonus.
$10, okay.
Which, you know, covers the upgrade to the collector's edition.
Hmm.
So, yeah, might be something worth checking out. But I think, and the collector's edition has a really nice cover. It's just me.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I might have to consider this. The good news is Tiger will be one of the games. Tiger Woods is a game that will be on the EA Sports season ticket.
Yeah.
I will get a chance to try it. I think the biggest thing I want out of Tiger is more online options.
Yeah.
Especially as it concerns doing a league or something.
Yeah. Because
you think golf is just made for that. Because you don't even need to play with other people.
Yeah, and we tried doing it outside the system and it was really not well worked.
No, I think there needs to be a way to do it in the system, and it doesn't seem like it's that hard.
No.
That's what I want on a Tiger. That, you know, if it had, I'll tell you what, if it has that, I'm jumping on it. Then that'll be my birthday present to myself.
Because March 27th, the day Tiger Woods comes out, is Scott's birthday. Let me tell you something about this whole season ticket thing.
Yeah?
I'm sure it's been worth it for the Ultimate Team packs that I've bought in FIFA.
Well, good for you.
But the one thing that really kind of upsets me is you have to pick which console you get it on.
What do you mean? Oh, the season ticket, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know why.
I was going to say, you have to decide what console you're going to buy the game on.
Yeah. And
until you got into WWE 12, I was going to get it on PS3 just so I felt better about buying a PS3.
Yeah. And I always liked Tiger Woods with the PS3 controller. And it has move support. It also has Kinect support this year, but looks a little janky from what I've seen.
First attempt. And honestly, I've gotten over the whole, like, despite when the Wii came out, like, golf was, like, the sport I was uber excited about. I jumped all over, like, Tiger Woods 2007. I got over it. It's fun, it's a nice diversion, but it just made me want to go play golf for real, and that's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Like, you know what? I'll go back to being good at video game golf instead of bad at it and just wishing I was out golfing for real.
And, Scott, speaking of playing golf for real, I play most of the time up at Bethpage in New York, which they have 5 courses, but Bethpage Black is the most famous one. That is way too expensive for me to play on, and I'm terrible, so it would be pointless to pay it. On the Collector's Edition, don't have to buy it as DLC this year.
Well, there you go.
So,
now, yeah, that would be cool to actually be able to play on a course that you've played in real life, which most of us won't actually get the chance to do.
Yeah, I have seen the first hole, and I've seen the 18th hole, because I've played the courses on either side of it.
Okay.
But I've got to walk up and stand by, see the little sign that I think in the beginning of Tiger 2003, the first year they had Bethpage, they had like a shot where you walk from the clubhouse out to the course, up to the first tee. I've been there. It's cool.
Okay.
Next time I'll take a picture.
Okay. I kind of know the feeling. Like when they do the flyovers in Madden of Lambo, I'll attest this to Madden 11 or Madden 12 and their flyovers of the stadiums. Very accurate. Like I'm naming all the streets around Lambeau Field. It's kind of crazy. Anyway,
as a Wisconsinite,
Yes, I think I know where you're going with this. We've been dealt a serious blow in the past week or so, haven't we?
Yes, you have.
Or by we, I mean me.
There is a man, a quite good man that played for the Brewers.
A big man.
That has a very big man. Took a small boat. Paddled
sure
it.
No boats involved.
Paddled it right across Lake Michigan, and ended up in Detroit. Scott, what do you have to say about Prince Fielder becoming a Detroit Tiger?
Pretty much probably one of the best places he could have gone, other than staying with the Brewers, which we kind of knew wasn't going to happen. AL team, so it doesn't hurt the Brewers. You're never going to have to play against him unless you get to the World. Well, you might have to, but you won't have to play against him often.
Right.
So that's good. It's not the Yankees or the Red Sox. That's always a positive.
Always a positive.
And that's where his dad played, although apparently they're, like, estranged and don't talk to each other, so I guess he doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
my dad has a theory that he went there just to break all his dad's records.
Oh, I think he will.
Yeah, which is probably going to happen.
And I thought, I think he should wear number 46 just to one-up his father who was number 45. But since you're so close to Detroit, I've never asked you this, but this is the first time on the podcast. This is happening live, folks. So since you're so close to Detroit, I'm sure nobody would want to go there. So, but are they like your AL baseball team?
I guess I've called an AL team, it's been the White Sox. That's just because my friend's wife is originally from Chicago, so it's kind of been I've followed them for her sake. I think I would also go with Detroit. I think I definitely was rooting for them in the ALCS this past year.
Now you're going to play with the Tigers?
Oh, no, I'll still play with the Brewers.
But I mean, from time to time. Are you more excited to play with them now that they have him?
Probably. I couldn't. The thing is, I couldn't name you one single other Tigers player.
That is a terrible plan because Miguel Cabrera, also large and in charge, is way good on their team.
That's good. That's just my, I don't follow baseball much outside of the Brewers. So I know that Prince has gone to Detroit, and that's about the extent of my knowledge of Detroit.
Gotcha. 8 Mile. Don't go near it. All right. Guess what, guys? Twitter.com. I don't know if you've heard of it. Kind of where everybody's hanging out nowadays.
I think it's still the split between Twitter and Facebook.
Facebook.
You can do more with Facebook. Twitter, you can just talk to people. Facebook, you can put up pictures and stuff.
And I want to talk to people. So, if you want to talk to me, @ThatSportsGamer. Scott, how can they get you?
@DarthObvious.
Excellent, Scott. Also, go on Facebook, search for us, @ThatSportsGamer. You can like it. That would be cool. And don't forget to go on iTunes, rate us and review us, and we'll see you next week. See you later, Scott.
Bye.